Dr. George O'Neill with us this morning. George, how do you feel about this, and what impact do you think this will have on some of the patients who come through you?
Well, Stephen, I've listened with interest to what was said, and John summed it up perfectly as to how we have to deal with this. But can I say something first? Two things I want to say first. I see good things happening in health and social care every day that I'm working. I also see people trying to deliver their best at very trying circumstances. Now, my concern is, what has happened throughout my career is that you find it is the weak, the vulnerable, the voiceless, the unrepresented who suffer. And by that I mean it's care of the elderly, children's services, mental health and learning disability. They're the soft underbelly. That's where the savings are easy to make. There'll also be an effect.
Sorry, tell me those easy, those categories of people, those groups.
Care of the elderly, children's services, mental health and learning disability.
That
throughout my career, when a shroud's waved in the acute sector that they need money, that's where the money is taken.
But George, hearts will be sinking listening to that this morning, because every one of those categories you've just mentioned are vulnerable people, like the elderly, children, people
correct.
With mental health difficulties, for goodness sake.
Correct. And they're the group that are not, don't have a representatives, don't have a voice, and are not very vocal. So that is my concern there. Also, the waiting list will definitely increase because clearly they won't be spending in the either in the hospitals or in the private sector. And remember, where I'm operating in primary care, we're under tremendous pressure at present because of lack of resources, because of lack of manpower, and because of increasing demand. And John talked about transforming your care. Transforming your care was to move services from hospitals out into general practice in the community. The funding didn't go with it. But yet those services have been moved. When I started off, we had medical outpatients. Lots of the chronic diseases were looked after at hospital. They're now looked after in primary care, and we get less than 6% of the budget. 90% of your contacts and my contacts with the health service come in primary care. So this will have a global effect right across the service.
Should people be, I don't want to say frightened, George,
no,
because I'm loading it.
But
should people be seriously worried about this news this morning?
No, they should be concerned. But remember what I said when I started off. Good things happen every day in health and social care. There's excellent care being given. There's excellent services. But things could be done better. And we've got all of them. We've got John Compton's report. We've got the Donaldson report. We've got the Ben Gore report. What we need is to take the politics out of health. If we had someone in charge of health here who had direct control over operational day-to-day matters, they could deliver this service. Why do we need all these trusts? Why do we need, for a population of 1.8 million, why do we need six trusts if you include the ambulance trusts? Could we not run things better and more efficiently and more effectively? I think the politics have to be, they can supervise it, they can oversee it, but they should not be involved in the day-to-day running of health because they know nothing about it.